Greetings, friends, and welcome back to part 10 on our topic, Why Does God Allow So Much Suffering? And as I've said on several occasions, God healed a small number of people after Christ's first coming as a foretaste of the complete healing of the entire world after Christ's second coming. But the question has to be, why hasn't God healed the world now? Why is God allowing so much suffering right now? And the answer is because God wants to teach us that sin sucks. Sin is horrible, it's terrible, and should be intolerable. Sin sucks. How does sin suck? Today we're going to continue our investigation of how sin sucks life out of the soul, which means we end up with death. I'm going to go back to the Garden of Eden and ask you what sins were committed in the Garden of Eden by Satan, by Adam, and by Eve. And today we're going to focus on the sin that Satan committed, because we're going to see how this sin that Satan committed sucked life out of the soul and brought death. Because again, God wants to teach us that sin sucks. That's why he allows so much suffering, is to teach us that lesson that sin sucks. So let's turn over to Genesis, the third chapter, and we'll read verses 1 through 4. This is Genesis, the third chapter, and verses 1 through 4. And again, I'm going to ask you, what sin did Satan commit? And if you said that Satan lied, then you're correct. That is the sin that Satan committed. Satan lied. And lying is a transgression of the ninth commandment. The ninth commandment says, "Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor." In other words, don't tell a lie on your neighbor. And Satan did exactly that. He told a lie on God. So it says here, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any animal of the field which the Lord God had made." Satan was a shrewd character. He said to the woman, "Has God really said, 'You shall not eat of any tree of the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "Well, no, that's not really what he said. He said, 'Of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" So the first thing we see is that Satan was introducing doubt into her mind, saying, "Did God really say that? You must have misunderstood what God said, or you must have not heard him correctly. God couldn't have said that. That's a ridiculous thing to say." That's what Satan was trying to do as this subtle beast of the field. And so Eve said, "No, we shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it." Now this is very important, because she said, "Neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But God never said don't touch it. He said don't eat of it, but he never said don't touch of it. This is important to know, because we have to listen to every word of God. We should not take away from it. We should not add to it. But she was adding to it. She wasn't recalling exactly what God said. And that's what we all need to learn to do, is to recall exactly what God says, so that no one can lie to us and deceive us into believing that that lie is a truth. Now notice the next part. The serpent said to the woman, "Oh, come on. You're not going to die. You won't surely die." That's the lie. You won't die. Satan's lie devalued God in Eve's eyes. That's what actually happened. By Satan bearing false witness against God, his neighbor, he actually caused Eve to devalue God, to not really believe that God's word was worth as much as it truly is. So Eve kind of pushed God aside because of Satan's lie. Now let's talk about the manifestation of this lie in modern times. This lying, again, is a transgression of the ninth commandment of the law. And this sin has caused very, very grave consequences. For instance, Europeans and European Americans lied when they called Africans subhuman. And this lying, devaluing of the Africans, led to the slave trade and its vestiges for over 400 years, from around 1560 to 1960 AD. Over 100 million Africans were enslaved and dispossessed from their land, and over 30 million were murdered. Now, that's not to mention how many were raped, how many were beaten, how many were just totally humiliated. But we're talking about sin sucking life out of the soul, leading to death. So there were 30 million who were murdered because of the lie that was told. European Americans also lied in the 1800s when they called Native Americans savages. And of course, by devaluing these Native Americans, bearing false witness against them, this led to the near annihilation of the American Indian. We know about the terrorist acts of the Calvary. We know about the shameful Trail of Tears, wherein tens of thousands of Indians died as they were forcibly marched across the U.S. and put into concentration camps that the white men with forked tongues call reservations, but they were no more than concentration camps. We know about those atrocities, but did you also know that the Indians were purposely given blankets infected with smallpox? Yes, that's right. Countless millions of American Indians died because their European American brothers bore false witness against them. Europeans also lied in the 1930s and 40s when they called the Jews vermin. And vermin is any kind of an animal that's despicable, that's hard to get rid of. That's how they started to characterize the Jews, so that the whole nation could be turned against them and look at them as though they were rats and horrible animals. And we know that as a result of that, 6 million Jews were slaughtered by Nazi Germany. But did you also know that the Nazis killed 27 million Russians because they lied on the Russians also, calling them an impure race and said that they, as Aryans, were the pure race? On the other hand now, Joseph Stalin, who ruled Russia from about 1929 to 1953, and is reported to have been one of the most powerful and murderous dictators in human history, in his regime of terror, he caused the death and suffering of tens of millions of his own subjects. And of course, he told the lie that communism was going to bring utopia, and that people had to worship the state, that was their only salvation. He devalued their worth, their ability to think, got rid of the intellectuals, and then started to kill anybody that would oppose his rule, that he was the only one in his system that could bring utopia. He was the savior. That's the lie that he told his people. Now, I'm not just picking on Europeans and their descendants, but all too often, the lie is told that Europeans and their descendants are the ones who are civilized, and that all others are barbarians. But the truth is that history proves that more people have died at the hands of barbaric, inhumane Europeans and European Americans than any other group of people. And unfortunately, prophecy proves that they will continue to be the main perpetrators of brutal, subhuman acts that only a lying savage could do. It could rightly be said of these generations of liars that you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and doesn't stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's in John chapter 8, verse 44. And you can see here how lying is tied in with murder. I'm going to read this again so you can see how lying is tied in with murder. That lying sucks life out of the soul and leads to death. That's what God wants to teach us, is that sin sucks. It's horrible, it's terrible, and should be intolerable. Sin sucks because it sucks life out of the soul, leaving us with death. So I'm going to read this again in John chapter 8 and verse 44. And this was Jesus talking to people who had rejected him. And he says, "You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and doesn't stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." So Satan actually caused, in effect, the death of Adam and Eve by teaching them this lie. He was out to murder them. He wanted them dead. And that's what he got. He deceived Eve into taking of the forbidden fruit. And then Adam, of course, he went ahead and followed his wife, and he took of that forbidden fruit. So Satan lied, devalued God, got them to think that, you know, God, what he says doesn't really hold a lot of weight. It's not all that important. You're not going to die. So they believed that lie. They accepted that lie, and that led to their death. So when Satan speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. God has nothing to do with lying. That is of Satan the devil, the god of this world. Now let's turn over to Proverbs the 6th chapter. This is Proverbs the 6th chapter, and we're reading verses 16 through 19, because here we have God's opinion of lying. There are 6 things which the Lord hates. Yes, even 7 which are an abomination to him. The first one is haughty eyes. The second one, a lying tongue. Now notice again how murder is tied into this. Hands that shed innocent blood, that's number 3. A heart that devises wicked schemes, that's number 4. Number 5 is feet that are swift and running to mischief. Number 6, a false witness who utters lies. And then number 7, and he who sows discord among brothers. And very often this discord is spread by lying. So notice God's perspective. He says these are things that he hates. They are an abomination to God. If they are an abomination to God, God is teaching us that this sin sucks, and he wants us to get this message that we should never, ever lie. We should do the opposite. We should tell the truth, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's going to set you free from this pattern that leads to death. It's going to set you on a path that actually leads to life. And that's what we want, is to tell the truth, to walk in the truth, to live by the truth, by the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And God seeks those who want to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's why lying is such a horrible, damnable sin. It is totally contrary to the nature of God. And so I hope you can begin to see the devastating power sin has to suck life out of the soul. Lying leads to death. Not only the death of the self, because anyone who lies, they have sinned, and all who sin will die. But as we have seen, lying also causes the death of others. Now in our next program, we're going to discuss Eve's sin. Now if you've missed any of our previous programs, whether it was on this topic of why God allows suffering, or the multitude of other programs that we've had, if you've missed any of them, don't worry, you can log on to our website and you can download these articles for free.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.